Well, Marcus, you've played at some of the biggest test venues in the world with Australia, and you've been around Britain as a county player, but now you're on the other side of things trying to sort out the ground. I bet you just didn't appreciate the amount of work that goes into a venture like this.
It's definitely been an eye-opener, that's for sure. As a player, you never take for granted playing at great grounds, but you definitely don't understand what the logistics side of things and what it takes to organise games. And, you know, just from a player that would come to an outground to play a 50-over Royal London one-day cup, you turn up, sun shining, have a bit of a hit and go home. But, yeah, look, this has been planning in the months, really, and the last few days has been nothing but a bit of chaos and just trying to get everything tied up. But the ground's looking fantastic, and you're right, it's the other side of the fence is a completely different one. But also getting, weirdly, a different buzz as well. It's fantastic for South Northumberland to secure another Durham game. It's a great honour for the club and to have cricket the other side of the water, so to speak. Mm. I think it's great for the northeast region to kind of, you know, take the game a little bit further away from Durham. Even though the Riverside's a world-class facility, it's nice to have that opportunity. And thankfully the sun is shining and hopefully it will be during the game and we get a great spectacle.
Warwickshire played here 2 years ago to celebrate South North's 150th anniversary. It obviously went down well with everybody, the fact that Warwickshire are back here again this week. It's only the third time Durham have played a game north of the River Tyne, and the first time was against Derbyshire in Jesmond in their first season as a first-class side, which was back in 1992.
Yeah, I think it's just the way that the county's grown. I mean, Durham is one of the biggest and one of the most successful teams, you know, certainly in the last decade. Winning a number of championships in four-day cricket and one-day cricket, and the northeast is, you know, is a healthy cricketing county or region, should I say? And yes, Durham is obviously separate to Northumberland, and but you've got to look at it with a bigger picture. You know, it's northeast cricket, and you know, living this side of the water, your team is Durham. So for us to have an opportunity to get them, Durham, to come out and play in this part of the northeast, I think is fantastic. It's fantastic for the game to help it grow. Not everyone can get to Durham, to the Riverside to watch. Sometimes with the busy lifestyles and getting through, I guess, a bit of traffic through the city, you know, it's not always as easy as it might sound just to travel down the road to the Riverside. But yeah, hopefully it gets some people that, you know, live this side of the river. You know, hopefully there's a lot of people here watching Durham for the first time. And I think if there's, you know, you're getting a different audience, and that can only benefit northeast cricket. And hopefully that'll entice them to go down to the Emirates to watch Durham on a more regular basis.
We just had a lovely 4 days at Southport last year. Last week there was a really lovely festival feel to it, and that's the sort of thing you want to create here as well. You're hoping for around about 2,000 in the ground, a midday start as well?
Yeah, it'd be nice. You know, I think one thing I've learned in this country is key is the weather, and it's forecast the sun to be shining, so that is always going to attract a few more people. But yeah, look, I think, you know, as a player playing county cricket over the years, playing in the outgrounds was great as a player. Speaking to the Durham guys that have been training here before the match, they're all excited about that feel. They caught the bug a bit at Southport. There was a really good game of cricket down there with a great atmosphere, and you know, that's certainly something that we'll be hoping is, no doubt, I'll be here on Wednesday to have that festival atmosphere. Like I said, as a player, it's good to go away from your main ground and do it. A lot of, if not all, counties do it now. A lot of counties have certain festivals that they have annually, which are very successful and have tradition. So it's good that you know, Durham are doing it. It's only their third time, but there's no reason why, you know, being a success, it can't continue.